2.5 hours driving from L.A.
En San Antonio de los Buenos, Baja California, Rancho del Mar, su estación XERB, 1090 kilociclos.
The green
rocking horse ride across the blue lawn?
If you play me a song.
Anything you say, man. What's the song you want me to play for you?
Peace, brother, peace.
Peace, brother, peace. Peace, brother, peace. Peace, brother, peace. All my brothers and my sisters. Peace, brother, peace.
Can you play it? Play it for me before I go to Dreamland.
Anything you say, baby, gonna get it right on for you, all right?
All right.
Bye.
XERB, Los Angeles.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down and my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says,
how you feeling,
Hans?
And I look across the that warm my heart and see my morning sun.
And if that's not loving me, then all I gotta say, no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind.
You're digging the Wolfman Jack Show. Request lines open. Call 385-5119.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh! enjoy Mexico by highway.
Starting out at Ciudad Juarez, follow the Sierra Madre route. Impressive mountains, Chihuahua, Torreon, Durango. Then the unbelievably clear ocean water at Mazatlan.
Days and days of thrills and excitement while enjoying the hospitality of your Mexican friends.
Mexico isn't only a land of romance, it's also a country of tremendous development and just a step away.
The Mexican Tourism Office at Ciudad Juarez will welcome you as guests of honor.
Enjoy Mexico by highway.
Things that isn't always pedal pumping and praying every time you have to stop. Remember, lousy linings, leaking cylinders, and bum brakes make you the bad guy. Let the Guy Brian good guys give you the solid, safe stopping power you need today with very easy credit. And their complete super safety brake overhaul for only $24.95. That's a regular $49.95 value. The Guy Brian super safety brake overhaul includes new linings in all four wheels, turning all four brake drums, rebuilding the wheel cylinders, flushing the systems, checking all lines for leaks, and both front wheel bearings repacked. All for $24.95. And regular brake reline job, all four wheels for only $8.88, including labor. Let Guy Brian, the king of easy credit, give you a real break. Stop by today at one of the two big Guy Brian Tire and Automotive Centers, Santa Barbara at Broadway, Los Angeles, or Willowbrook at Compton in Freeway Close Compton. Call them at the easy-to-remember telephone number, Adams 222-22. Guy Brian, the king of easy credit.
Rancho del Mar, San Antonio de los Buenos, en Baja California, Radio XRB 1090 kHz.
This is 50,000 watt clear channel XERB, Radio North America, 1090 on your dial.
Something different this weekend. Something really different. Drive into the delightful life and customs of another land. The pleasures and treasures of Mexico beckon to those with a taste for exploring and discovering a different way of living. You'll find a wonderful weekend waiting in beautiful Baja, a few short freeway miles south of San Diego.
Hey, listen, stand by. We got Jim Brown with us in the studio.
I'm Friday. Baby. Don't you know I'm Friday?
Oh, yeah.
I'm working hard. Trying to please you. Lord, I'm working so hard. Lord, I'm trying to please the need. I'm weak in my knees.
down, and I am so enthralled, man. I got with me here in the studio the big movie star. I mean, this the heavy cat, man, Mr. Jim Brown. And I just want to welcome you in here, baby, because I tell you, I'm really elated to have you here, you dig?
Thanks a lot, Wolfman. It's nice being here with you.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's really my pleasure, man, because I've been loving you. I saw every picture you ever did, baby, you understand? And you are a heavy, heavy cat. Mm-mm. Raquel Welch and all those groovy chicks just getting it on.
I knew you'd dig her.
Hey, man, honest to goodness, I don't know what to say, you know. I'm this is the first time in my life I've talked to so many heavy people, you know, including all the big cats up there. But you are my number one man in the movies, man. And when we asked you to come over here, you know, and do the gig with me, it really blew my mind when you accepted the whole situation.
Well, actually, Wolfman, it was my pleasure, you know. The invitation came through a very good friend of mine by the name of Timmy Brown, one of the greatest football players of all time, so...
Well, you were one of the greatest football players of all time, too, right? With the Cleveland Browns?
Well, that's true, but he was underrated, you know, but he was fantastic.
I know Timmy's a gas, and plus, you know, Timmy and I, you know, I don't know, vibrations are good, just like when you and I got together, man. It was good vibrations right off the bat. You understand? And there's been a lot of stuff, you know, there's been a lot of magazine articles and things like that, you know, like Raquel Welch. I remember when they did that picture with the, what is it, rifles?
100 rifles. Let's 100 talk rifles. About it, you know.
You want to talk about it?
Why not?
Want to talk about Raquel?
Want to talk about it?
Oh! I tell you, you know, she did a thing in Playboy magazine, right?
Yeah, she did the interview there.
Right. And she came on with some heavy words, man.
You mean I was mentioned?
I know you read it, man.
I read it, man, you know.
And just run down to me how things went with the picture. You dig?
Well, you know, we did a thing. First of all, the picture made a lot of money.
I understand.
Everybody heard about us, you know.
With Jim Brown and Raquel Welch.
Well, you know, it was supposed to be the first time they took a heavy black dude and a heavy white chick and put them together by, you know, in a major studio. And, you know, we got together and we did our thing. She was an individual and I was an individual.
But there ain't no such thing as that's black and white, man.
When well, yeah, that's what we think, you know.
Man, man, I would make love to you if I was a chick. You
know but what it is,
I don't care.
Man.
I don't care if you got green eyes,
but
baby.
Listen to me. There are black cats and white cats and they're women.
Right.
Black cats, white cats, and women. See, women, they're no color.
That's right, 100%.
Because they feel, you know, it's in their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Raquel, man. Go ahead.
I'm trying to keep up with you.
Tell me about that chick. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you know, she's a beautiful young lady. But the interesting thing about her is that she was really promoted by her husband. A guy by the name of Curtis, Pat Curtis. And she, like, got big through magazine covers.
What kind of cat is he? Is he a feeble cat? Just walking on his knees every day, right?
He's feeble, but he's heavy. You know, his mind is so heavy. He's a very smart individual.
Right.
And he promoted her, and she became a fabulous star, a big star, a movie star, not necessarily an actress. And I don't have anything against that, because I think that personalities in movies are probably stronger than the so-called techniques of acting.
Well, like the movie that, you know, the article, like in Playboy magazine, or with the way she ran it all down, it was like, oh, Jim Brown tried to step on me here and step on me there. I mean, what was it? Was it an ego trip between the two of you, or what was the scene?
You see, really what it was is I teased her one day. We were doing this love scene, you know.
Right.
And,
he teased her friends, get over this now, you understand?
You know, like I turned my head away from the camera. I didn't have anything to do, so I decided I'd stick my tongue in her ear.
Oh, my, my. Go ahead.
And she's very sensitive, you know, so I leaped up in the middle of the scene and I started laughing.
Can you imagine? That's just love gesture. That's all. That's like, you
that's
know,
all it was,
somebody
on
the cheek, man.
So that started the big controversy, because she was weak in the ear, and she didn't want me to know that she was weak anyway, you see.
I understand, man. So after that, you just didn't get along well together. Is that what the situation was?
Well, she didn't want to talk to me too much, because I knew a secret, you know. We didn't talk too much.
You know what happened? You got to the chick, man. That's what happened. And you're one of the few men that probably ever got to the chick. You understand what I mean? And the point is, she acts with all kinds of heavy dudes in the movies and all that kind of thing. But I tell you, that was a fantastic picture, too. Oh, what a picture that was.
Well, we had fun, really, because there were a lot of strong personalities there. Burt Reynolds was there, Raquel Welch, Philando Lamas, and it was interesting.
You know,
on and off.
Beautiful picture. Listen, you ever get hurt in any of those scenes you do, man, where you're jumping off buildings or popping some crap in the head, you understand what I mean? Fight scenes and all that.
I was in Spain, and I was trying to ride this horse, you know, like all these Indians were charging out of the fort, and I had to call them, and I had to, like, rear the horse up and shoot the gun and then get out of their way.
Right.
And one time I didn't make it, man. Like, my horse went up, and one Indian hit the horse, and I had to leap off of him.
Right.
And then roll out of the way of the other horses. But, you know, I kind of dig that, because I'm physical anyway. You know,
you do all your own stuff, right? Don't you?
Yeah, about 95% of it. I don't jump off buildings.
You know,
whenever I have to go off a building, I let a stuntman do that.
But the fight scenes, I mean, the fight scenes.
Oh, yeah, I do all my fight scenes.
I remember one picture, I can't think of the name of the thing, man, where you just pounded some poor cat right into the ground, you know? And
might
it was like.
Grasshopper.
No, it was might a picture where you got shot. You got shot because you messed up this cat, and he was a big.
Yeah, that was a grasshopper.
Yeah, the grasshopper.
Out of sight was the grasshopper.
That's right, man.
Jacqueline Bisset was in there.
Right.
She's a heavy chick.
Oh, that was so fantastic, that picture, man. You know, and another picture I really dug you in was like El Condor with Lee Van Cleef, who was a heavy, heavy dude, you know?
Yeah, he's a great star in Europe. One of the biggest.
In Europe, man, the cat's heavy over here, too. But the thing is, you and him together was a real treat for the Wolf Man, because I dig both you cats.
Well, I did that picture because I wanted to work with him.
Well, he was heavy in that picture. And you cats really pulling all those scams with the gold and everything. And then you find out it's bricks at the end of the picture. Yes, we're going to wrap some more with Jim Brown, big movie star, football player, fantastic person in just a second, babe. Right now, we're going to entertain your soul. Staple singer, heavy, makes you happy. Go ahead.
Bye.
superstar here in the studio with the Wolfman, and we're going to be back rapping with him in just a second.
Hey, it's 72 original golden oldies. Tell them about it, Woofy.
That's right, babe. We're going to play just a little bit of portion. Pay attention now. Of them, baby. You got them. 72 original golden oldies, all yours for the low, low price of just $6.98. Cash, check, or money order. Listen to this.
You were mine at the time. You belong to me.
Jesse Belvin, the Fireflies, the Dupree, Sammy Turner, the Angel, Chef and the Limelighters, the Crest, Prince Montez, Marcells, Kathy Jean, all of this for you, baby, for just $6.98 cash, check or money order. This is less than 10 cents per song. So send $6.98 right now to 72 original golden oldies, XERB, Los Angeles 90020.
Send $6.98 to 72 original golden oldies, XERB, Los Angeles 90020.
You know, there's so many people that have said so many things about you. Nice things, I mean, really great groovy things, you understand what I mean? And then on the other hand of the glove, you understand, there's so many people that have really down-wrapped you. You dig what I mean, man?
Dig it.
And now that I know for myself personally what kind of a cat you are and where you are really at, I can say to the audience that Jim Brown is probably one of the heaviest people I have ever met in my life. And it's obvious, and I can see the reason why you have become a superstar, you understand what I mean? Because exactly where your head at is at, Jim. You dig?
I can dig it.
I mean, you're the kind of a cat I can see right now. He has found the love inside, man. In other words, he's got enough respect for himself and love for himself as a man and as a person who knows where he's at, knows what he's doing, that he can actually take on anybody. I don't care how heavy their hang-ups, you dig? And that's exactly where you're at, man. Am I wrong in my analysis? You got to love yourself before you can love over the
people, man. Yeah, you got to dig yourself. If you don't think anything of yourself, you can't think anything of anyone else.
100%.
And if you're not at peace with yourself, what can you do? You know, you got to find your peace of mind.
You know, there's a lot of young people out there, you know, that have a lot of problems, you know, especially if you're raised, you know, like I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, you know, on 4th Street and 7th Avenue, and we were raised amongst the garbage cans and the roaches and all that stuff, you understand what I mean? And I'm not saying that because I came from a poverty area in New York, you dig, that this is the thing that builds character for people, you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I'm saying that we learned at a very early age, the only thing it teaches you, being in the ghetto area like that, is it teaches you that you got to get along with your fellow man if you're going to survive, you understand? And I don't care whether the cat's black, white, yellow, whatever the case might be, brown, you understand what I mean? In other words, you got to, because you're hustling constantly, you understand?
Yeah.
And when you're hustling constantly, you're up against all kinds of people.
That's right. Kinds of minds,
you understand what I mean?
That's exactly.
How about your background, Jim?
I'm from a very modest home, you know. I was born in the South. I moved to New York. I did my thing there. My mother took care of me. My father wasn't there. I could say I had a bad time, but I really didn't, because I had a lot of good people that helped me out, you know. And I had a kind of an attitude that I was going to try to do something regardless, you know. We didn't have a lot of money or anything like that, but I stayed in school and I went to college. I got a scholarship because of sports, and I stayed there, you know, even though it was kind of difficult staying there, and I had a lot of people that tried to put me down. And in college, you know, like, they sort of got me ready for the world, because, like, my first year, because I was black, they said, well, hey, you can't play. Okay. But then there were some beautiful people in my high school who said, yeah, you can play, so stay. Right. And I stayed and became an All-American in a year.
Right.
I said, if I can become an All-American in a year from fifth string, then I can do anything. So it gave me great equipment, you know, and I came from, like, a modest family, and now I do pretty well.
When did you find yourself, man? When did you find yourself as a, you know, as, you know, I like to call it like the beautiful people, you understand? When did you find yourself inside that you knew? You see, when you find yourself, when you reach a point, baby, you lose a lot of that insecurity that you usually have. You understand what I mean?
Very true. That's very true.
Did you find yourself when you became, you know, a big star in college or what?
Well, actually, I couldn't say exactly when, Wolfman. The only thing I can say is that I found myself, in a sense, through believing in some very good people. I was very skeptical and very cynical in the beginning. And, like, my high school coach and superintendent and the lawyer that I knew there, they were fantastic people. And they're so great until I go back now and talk to them.
I did.
And I felt that they had their heads in such a good place that I could get mine in a good place. And, like, they gave me, like, energy that I didn't have. And by the time I got out of high school and graduated from college, I had a lot of confidence, man, you know, because I knew they were there and they were strong, and I knew that I'd done things that they felt I could do. And from there on, you know, I was a very hard individual to compete with because I believed in myself.
You knew where you were.
And I believe in truth, you know.
Absolutely magnificent.
And it gets you in trouble.
Mm.
You know.
Hey, it gets you in trouble, but at least you got a peace of mind.
Yeah, right. I said one thing, I said, there's not a man or a woman in this country that I have to drop my head when I meet.
Exactly.
And that's exactly you know what I mean?
Where it is all that, man, black, white, yellow,
that's
man.
Right.
You know, if every individual out there, no matter what color you are or what kind of thing you're into, man, if you can just, you know, there's so many derelicts walking the streets. You dig what I'm talking
that's
about?
True.
People have no respect for themselves, you know? And because they have no respect for themselves, they're always trying to do some other cat in. You understand what I mean? Because if they do the other cat in, it makes them feel better.
Yeah.
Makes them feel like they did something, right?
Sure.
But when you arrive at the place or the plateau that you know who you are and you know you're a man and you know...
But that bothers a lot of people, you see. They don't like to think that you can feel that way.
Yeah, but you see, it bothers people who are not at the same place
that
you are.
That's why you don't let it worry.
Exactly. Because you... I know where you're at. You understand what I mean? I know. You know, it's just like anything else, man, in movies. You know, when you go out to do a gig and you're going to do a personal appearance and you're going to show up at an opening in one of your pictures or something like that, man, you got to play the role. You know, you got to be Big Jim Brown, you know, with the clothes and the whole scene, you understand? And here you are sitting here with me, you know, all funky and everything. We're just rapping. You dig what I mean?
Oh,
I mean, this is the real you right now.
Oh,
you dig? Obviously, the people out there on the screen want to see the hero, you know, the cat that knocks down four guys in a row, you know, this kind of a thing. The man who, you know, makes love to beautiful women and all this kind of... You got to project that image to the public, you know?
Well, there's a change now, though. Now looking for the real person. They're looking to see something like themselves.
Absolutely beautiful. I love you,
what
man.
You say
I
true,
love
man.
This cat but... so much. Mm.
All right.
Hey, he's into all kinds of things, too. By the way, he's the personal manager of the Friends of Distinction, and we're going to lay one of those tracks on you right now, baby. Friends of Distinction goes back away, baby, called Brazen in the Grass. All right.
So we smell the Brazen.
Can you dig?
national manager of Friends of Distinction.
That's right.
And by the way, let me remind everybody, I got Jim Brown, superstar, here with the Wolfman. And I'm thrilled to death walking all over the ceiling, man. Let's get back in the other rap. Anyway, you are the personal manager of Friends of Distinction. I know several things personally about you, and I know the audience would be interested, too. Here's a cat who has made it. You know, you have made it, man. Ain't no question about how much higher you gonna go. I don't know, you understand what I mean? That's for the Lord to decide, you dig? But anyway, you are there, you see. And here's a cat that tries to help out people in the entertainment business who are maybe not making it, or tries to use his business head, which he's got a fantastic business head. And there's a lot of young groups that have maybe just maybe made it just a little bit, so on and so forth, but got talent. And here's a cat that really goes all out to try to cultivate and manage the group properly, like the Friends of Distinction, man. How long you been grooving with them?
Well, I started with them from the beginning, Wolfman. They're a great example of kids that wanted to do something. They told me, all right, I'll give you some money each week, work on it, and I'll put a company together and represent you. And that happened, but they did it. I just held them a little bit. You know, just a little bit.
A modest cat, man.
No, they're beautiful because they wanted to help themselves.
Jim Brown walks into the radio station, friends, you understand? And everybody just about fell out on the floor. And, you know, all the little girls just crawling along the rug, you know. And he, can I have your autograph, Mr. Brown? And here's a, listen, I know, I hate to say this in front of you because I know, you know, you're not that kind of a cat, you dig? But the point I'm trying to get across is to the audience that you are a heavy man, and here's a cat that when he has made it, and he's even making it bigger, he's going out and he's looking for talent, cats who want to make it, who have their heads right, you understand what I mean? And you're well, actually giving them a push.
About. That's what it's all about, you know, because if someone want to do something, then you feel great giving them just enough help to allow them to do their thing.
That's
I have
right.
two other groups now. Earth, Wind, and Fire, who's on Warner Brothers, will be out with an album pretty soon, and the Young Hearts.
Man, you can bring the album over to me, man.
I'm going to let you see the album because it's heavy.
I got to have the album,
it's
baby.
Heavy. I wouldn't bring it otherwise. You know, you're too heavy for me to bring anything less than heavy.
Oh, my man.
Got to feel it like it is.
When's your next movie coming?
Well, actually, I'm going to do one that I hope to have you in. Me and Tim.
I can play this jockey in the movie, man.
No, you gotta shoot somebody, man.
You know, it's been my dream all my life, man. You know, when I was a little bitty kid, you know, used to dig all the gangster pictures on television, you know, and things like that, or in the movies, you understand? And I used to say to myself, and one day I'm gonna get myself a chance to play a heavy cat. You know, like a psychopathic killer or something. That's
well,
weird.
Know,
maybe there's something
you
back.
Play the role of Van Cleef played. We'll do another El Condor. We'll be modern times, you and I.
Yeah, but I don't want to wipe you out at the end of the picture. You know, man?
Well, maybe
what
I can wipe
thinking?
You out. Is that all right?
I can see me standing there now with my Thompson sub, man. You know, cutting Jim Brown in half. You understand what I mean? Anyway, hey, most of the pictures you've been playing, you know, is mostly pictures with a message. You dig?
Yeah.
Most of them have a definite
Let
particular
me tell you
type
about
of message.
That. Can I tell you about that?
All right, let's get back to that right after this message.
This is 50,000 watt clear channel XCRB, Radio North America, Central Studios, Los Angeles, 1090 on your dial.
And it's really a pleasure to have Jim Brown, superstar, big movie star, right here on the Wolfman Show. And we were discussing before about the pictures with the messages. Because everyone, like, for instance, Grasshopper was was an unbelievable picture, you know?
Gotcha.
Now, tell me something about some of these movies with the messages, man.
Well, see, this is what I wanted to do, Wolfman. You know, like, they didn't have any black heroes in the movie.
Right.
There wasn't a John Wayne. There was Sidney Poitier, and that was it.
You have excelled, John Wayne.
So
man.
I went in the movie with the idea.
Box office draw, you understand?
Let me tell you now.
Go
I
ahead.
Went in the movie with the idea that I wanted to break down all the taboos.
Right.
They said a black man couldn't play a cowboy. I played a cowboy.
Right.
They said that people weren't ready for a black man to play a crook. I played a crook. We robbed the Coliseum.
Right,
all that
right,
money.
Right, robbed all that money, right?
That's right. They said they didn't want to see a black man and a black woman make love on the screen, so
right.
I got Diane Carroll.
Right.
She was also in the split.
Right.
Then they said a black man couldn't have a white woman on the screen, so I got Raquel Welch.
And the best black. In the world. He don't mess around. When he goes first class, man.
So my message is that any man can play any part.
I dig it.
You know, any man
a man is a man is a man.
Why not?
That's basically really where it's at. And
simple
a woman
message.
Is a woman, man. You know, all the thing about racial prejudice, I don't even like to discuss it because it's so stupid, you understand what I mean? Because that's what I love about the young people of today, you see. The young people of today are together, man. And the only people that we have to educate, the only people we got to get to is the older people, you know, on both sides of the fence, the black and the white. You ain't going
to
reach him, but you can reach him to a certain extent.
That's
and if you keep hitting him in the head, you understand?
True.
Kick him in the rear end, you understand what I mean? Eventually,
but let's
something sinks
let's
in.
Concentrate on keeping the young people going the direction they're going in.
Exactly.
Because they represent hope to you and to I and to everybody else.
100%, man.
Because if they dig you, man, they dig you. If they don't like you, they don't care.
and it don't make no difference, man, where you're at as long as your head's right. That's basically
right.
Where it's at. And in today's society, if your head is right, you know, anybody can reach the heights of Jim Brown, but your head gotta be in the same place that Jim Brown's is. And we're gonna do another record, then we'll come back and rap some more. Hey, man! Oh, sugar loaves!
I need tell me just how much you really, 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 really love me.
We got Jim Brown with us, man, and we are really, really, truly thrilled to have this cat with us. And we were just rapping about, you know, back in the old days in the ghetto and all that kind of thing, man. And I was rapping about myself, basically, but what I really want to do is get really deeper into your life cycle, you know? We got, at one point, as far as you becoming a big star in college in football, right?
Yeah.
And you had a couple of heavy cats help you along the way, right?
That's true.
Okay, now from there, obviously, you know, you were picked up by the Browns, right?
That's right.
All right.
9 years of
football. And then the rest of that was history, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you quit the football scene, and then you went to motion pictures.
That's right.
How did you ever get yourself into that groove?
Well, see, what there's something I did before that, though, Wolfman. See, you know, like I said, I'd been helped earlier.
Right.
So I started an organization, non-profit charitable organization,
right,
which was set up to help people, to help give them an opportunity to do their thing.
How to say,
and it's a national organization.
Right.
And it's based upon economic development.
Right.
You know, like everybody needs some money.
Right.
Everybody else is telling everybody to pray or to think of the social situation, but everybody needs money regardless of what anyone else says.
Right.
So I did a lot of work there. Also, while I was playing football, I worked 8 years for Pepsi-Cola in New York in the off season because I wanted to learn that business. I wanted to understand what the large corporations were all about.
Right.
And so, like, I got an opportunity, like, in my last year of football to do a movie, a thing called Real Conchos, and it came out pretty good. And then I got an opportunity to do the Dirty Dozen.